Hi, welcome to Lambert Park Church. Our vision is life with God for the world. Our mission is to invite everyone to follow Jesus with us through redemptive community, intentional discipleship, and everyday mission. We're so glad you're here. Stay tuned for the podcast coming right up.
Can we pray? And we'll jump into where we're going from here. Jesus, thank you so much for your mercy and grace toward us, what we've already borne witness to through our baptisms. Thank you for the friends who've led us in worship, for the friends that are serving our kids and our families around the building right now. Thank you for folks that made coffee this morning for us. Some of us desperately needed it for our bodies or a safe place to do something in our introverted wiring. Lord, thank you for all the ways that you are active in our body as people serve. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us one another, that we're not just in isolation, sitting at home with a Bible, but you make us a family. And you bring us together to seek and find you and know you together. So come, Holy Spirit, continue to have your way among us today. Amen. I'm not going to do a normal sort of, this is not a normal Sunday sermon moment. It's Thanksgiving, and there's lots of, with the baptisms going on, there's a lot here. Having witnessed on Thanksgiving the testimony of Carol and Orhan, it only seems right that today we would come to share in the Lord's Supper together, or what our Anglican or Presbyterian or Lutheran brothers and sisters refer to as the Eucharist. We don't use that language here as much, most of us. But it's a term that has some beautiful biblical meaning. It's been used by some traditions for centuries. It's a New Testament word, Eucharistio, that means to give thanks. So we come and we share the Lord's Supper, we say. Some of us grew up in traditions where we'd say communion. I grew up that as well. I say that too. And some of our brothers just say Eucharist, which means, literally means, to give thanks. And it's what Jesus does at the Last Supper. In Luke 22, verse 17, in Luke's account of the Last Supper, Jesus' last Passover meal with his disciples. We see this similar in Mark's account and Matthew's account. We read, it says, after taking the cup, Jesus gave thanks. That word there is Eucharist in Greek, Eucharistio, or a version of it. And then again, two verses later, it says, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. He took bread, Eucharistio, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Eucharistio. It's a beautiful Greek word. It's a rich word with so much meaning. It's a good news word. And it's familiar, I think, once we talk about it a bit. The root word is charis. Charis, are you in the room? Hey, Charis. That's your name. Although spelled just C-A-R-I-S, right? Your name, and you know this, and your parents know this before you knew it, is a rich, beautiful gospel word that is the root of a number of Greek words. It's the root of the word gift. Some of us know the New Testament, Paul talks about the gifts of the Spirit, the charismata, charis. It's the root of the word grace. That's just straight up charis. It's the root of a New Testament's often language for joy and also to give thanks. Eu is just a Greek prefix. We're familiar with it in reference to a eulogy, a good word. That's what the Greek prefix. So a good gift, good grace, good great joy, good thanksgiving. It's just an on top of extra, Eucharistio. Jesus does it at the Passover. He gives thanks. He thanks God for his goodness, his grace, his gifts, given with joy, which I think is fitting and important for us today on Thanksgiving weekend as we come to share in the Lord's Supper. And I say it's fitting because it's Thanksgiving and it's Eucharist, right? Okay, it's important because I think many of us who've been around the church for many years often think of the Lord's Supper, communion, maybe only associate the Lord's Supper and communion with sorrow and repentance, with a searching of our hearts for our need for forgiveness and grace. And that is good. It is a good thing. When we come to share in the bread and the cup, sorry, I'm speaking down because the elements are laid out here. When we come to take the bread and the cup, these symbols of the sacrifice of Jesus for us to pay for our sin, it is very fitting for us to open our hearts to remember, to be in touch with the ways in which we need the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness of God. Repentance is a good Christian practice, and not just once, but ongoing. And yet in the gospel accounts, in Luke 22 and Matthew 14 and Mark 14, we discover that as Jesus himself comes to share this meal, the final Passover with his first followers, Jesus' first priority that day was to give thanks to the Father. I read it a moment ago. After he taking the cup, he gave thanks. Verse 19, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus' first priority as he came to this meal was to give thanks. To give thanks to the Father for his love and his grace and his mercy and his provision. For all the suffering that Jesus was about to enter into by going to the cross and offering up his life as an atoning sacrifice for the sin of humanity, with all of that suffering before him in his vision that would come through the cross, Jesus' first priority as he came to this meal, which would help the disciples in the coming days make sense of his death, right? Because when they came into that meal, they did not understand what was about to happen and how this meal would make sense of it, but it would. They gather on this meal. Jesus spoke a familiar story about God's provision in the Exodus for the people of God, for the children of Israel, and how through his provision they were rescued. And at that meal, Jesus says, not just this is the cup, but this is the cup of my blood. This is my body. He's saying this story that makes sense of your rescue in life is now going to be bound up in my sacrifice, which hasn't happened yet, right? And if they knew it, they didn't want it, right? But they didn't get it yet. But in this moment, Jesus shares this meal with them and says, "This is my body. This is my blood for you." And yet in the face of all that suffering, all the agony of taking on the sin of humanity, Jesus' first priority as he came to this meal was to give thanks. To give thanks for the love and the grace and the provision of the Father, all of which was leading him to the ultimate sacrifice, all of which would be most clearly revealed through his sacrifice. And so now, as his followers, Jesus invites us to come on Thanksgiving Day, but more than just on Thanksgiving Day, to come often to share this holy meal, the Lord's Supper, with this same thanksgiving posture, we might say a Eucharistic emphasis, where we are invited to come with our hands open with others, get in the line, come forward, and take the bread and the cup with thanks for the gift and the grace of God, with thanks for the gospel that Jesus Christ is Lord today, that this continues to happen because Jesus Christ is Lord today. He is continuing to seek and save the lost. He is continuing to offer his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness to those who will bow to him in repentance and faith. He is continuing to seek and draw the lost back to himself or to meet us in the far country and bring us home. We come to the Lord's Supper with thanks for the gifts of grace that Jesus saves sinners like us through the cross, that Jesus invites us, wants us at the table. We come and give thanks for the gift of the Spirit, God with us, now and always. We come and give thanks for the gift of one another in Christ. As Carol, where are you, Carol? Who we baptized this morning. Carol, hi, Carol. This week when I was sitting with Carol, I love the moments of joy as Carol testified to me that the grace, because of the grace of Jesus, she is a part of the family of God. Jerry, she talked about, in a way, when you do prayer and you say, "Good morning, family," how that is like a gospel reality that she's coming to experience among us. She's not just a guest in a church. Because of God's grace, you're part of a family. And as Aaron said, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to the table to give thanks for grace, for abounding grace. And we come to give thanks that the gospel is enough. It's enough for you. It's enough for me. And by that I mean, we don't need to get baptized again and again after every act of repentance and turning again. Jesus died once for all. All of the sin of our past and our present and our future, he knows the ways we will rebel, turn, break our own promises. He's given himself for us. We only have to get baptized once, but in that, Jesus invites us to come often, often to this table, to share together in this bread and this cup, that as we come together, we would be reminded, we would come and give thanks, and we would be reminded of God's abounding and utterly, completely, totally sufficient grace for us. And that is the basis and the foundation and the center of our lives of faith. And so as the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 11, I also say to you, should have queued it up. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had Eucharistio, given thanks, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Come take this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." You broke the covenant. We've all broken the covenant. Jesus says, I'm making a new covenant through my sacrifice, through my faithfulness to the Father. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." I love those last three words because they are this reminder to us as we come to this table that the story is not over. The work of the gospel is not over. Jesus is committed to bringing the fullness of his kingdom. There will come a day when all this meal is thanksgiving. Because our sin has been left behind. And the injustice of the world has been washed away. And the grief and the trauma that life brings is gone. And all we have is the joy of God's blessing on all of life and him at the center. "Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And so today, on Thanksgiving, we are going to take our time to come together to receive the gift of the gifts of God and to give thanks. I want to invite the worship team to come back up, and I want to invite the elders and those who are serving communion with them, that includes you, Kate, to come up to the stations. And as they come, I will pray. And then I'll give some instructions. Let's pray together. Let's be still for a moment and let you speak your own as you think of coming together to receive the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist today. Lord Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, we come today with thanks, not because life is all cooking right now, not because all things are good, not because we're not in storms, some of us are, or in grief, some of us are, Some of us are in grief and storms all at the same time. Lord, there's much in life that is broken and chaotic and disappointing. While there is also beauty and gifts and signs of encouragement, we have them here. But Jesus, we come to you and we see our Lord and our Master standing in the face of your own suffering. And yet your heart in that space was full of gratitude for what your suffering would mean and bring for us and for our world. A door that would be opened to the heavens through your sacrifice. Grace that would spill out into women and men in those days, and yet down through the Spirit, through women and men across the world, and down through the ages, and across the world, across nations, to all peoples. And today, there are people all over this world of all sorts of nations and all languages who are worshiping you, Jesus, because of your grace, because of what you did on the cross and what, by your Spirit, you continue to make known to us, God, through your resurrected life. And so we come with thanksgiving today for your grace. We come with thanksgiving that you see us and you know us and you love us and you want us. We come with thanksgiving that our sin is paid for in the cross. We come with thanksgiving that the cross is sufficient for us. Your saving work is sufficient for all that we have ever done, ever will do. We come with thanksgiving that we are adopted into the family of God and made sisters and brothers in grace. We come with thanksgiving, God, for who you are and what you've done, what you are doing, what you will do, God. So guide us now, lead us, Jesus, as we come to join in with your people down through the centuries across the world to share this holy meal, to take this bit of bread, to take the cup and receive it into our bodies. Jesus, would you nourish us? Jesus, would you awaken us to how your grace is what nourishes us again today? We thank you, God, that you invite us. We thank you for the grace of the gospel. Amen.